Today's topic is not as negative to all of you, but it's important to me. So it's going to be a tremendous amount of help. As the Eilam knows, I'm busy a lot with questions in Hatzalah. And with them, I can't really go through the sugya because they just want to know what to do and what not to do. And they need to hear a lot of different parts to to what to do. But I myself have been focusing on for the last week on the concept of Dibur on Shabbos. Speaking, whether it's to you say, oh, I don't want to say my phone's gonna go off. But if you say Google and you know what you say to turn on the phone on Shabbos and you want to record something, or you want to say you want to say to your Amazon Echo, what's the weather gonna be like today? Or you want to go ahead and I guess people knew the news already yesterday, and you want to hear the current events. You want to say what went on. Is there what's wrong with doing that? And we'll see that there's possibly nothing that you're doing wrong, except for maybe those are Shabbos. But a lot. Why? Might be nothing wrong with it, right?
That's right. End of year.
He doesn't want to hear anything else. Now he can do what
Oh, now I can do what he wants.
Right.
So really, what we're going to learn together is a sugya here, which is fascinating, and it fascinates me as I don't know. It's a challenging sugya, and we will try. It obviously will touch upon hearing aids because we talk to someone in a hearing aid. Why do we have a right to talk to someone when we're actually causing something to happen, or maybe not? Again, Dibur, I'm speaking. This morning I went through Rabbi Avadia Yosef has a long tshuva regarding this dibur, whether it's going to be even with fire. He wants to, and Rabbi Moshe speaks about it. It's not like I would assume that the Olam would say that these questions are new questions. Everything is found somewhere, and that's what the Olam appreciate this because as you've seen over the years, I always will try to find somewhere in the Torah. Where this is, everything's in the Torah. I think it was Rami was thinking about we were walking the show together. Was telling, even by Matan Torah, there is a Medrash that speaks about the concept of that in the future there will be this idea of phones. Just like in Matan Torah, Hashem's Dibur is traveling, so it's brought down there that one day you'll understand what Matan Torah was about. In other words, because Hashem's voice was heard throughout. So the concepts are fascinating that we look at the Torah. And we're able to see answers to questions that you would say, what do you mean? This didn't exist. It never applied. We apply other halachas to answering these questions. Why isn't it getting so much hafala? Very cautious. Because if you have a choice, and that's what I have to speak to them about today, if you have a choice, let's say you have to record information. So you could record it with a voice, and I can say it to my phone, voice recorder, please record the patient's name, patient's birthday. Medication, or I could type it in with my hand. Is one better than the other? And so many questions come up where information has to be saved, and we can do that with our call, with our voice. Rabbi Avadia Yosef Tshuva is about microphones, and he wrote it. I tried to go through it this morning a little bit. Very, very long, lengthy, because he goes into many different topics. But he wants to know what's wrong with talking to a microphone. If Dibur is nothing wrong, then why can't I just talk into a microphone on Shabbos? Let me. Have a. I remember when I was in one of the shuls. I was in Europe. I was in Rome. I think it was there was a microphone in the shul, so it was accepted. It was accepted to go ahead and to use a microphone in the shuls. And he and there were rabbanim that seemed to say it was okay. What are you doing? Anything wrong? What am I? What
One
am
in
I
Rome
doing?
only uses it on Shabbos.
Oh, it used to be they did years ago. I think.
National.
Never. So we begin therefore with a fascinating sugya, and I need your help for this because you'll probably what's we're gonna learn Rabbi Chanan describes what makes something normal and not normal, because if this is not normal for them, we're anyway into the Rabbanans, and then we could always be more lenient. So let me Rav Moshe has a tshuva right away with this. It's so interesting because Rav Moshe's tshuva is three lines. It's not the way he writes tshuvas, because it's in the middle of another tshuva, and at the end of a tshuva that he wrote. He says, let's read it together. Tell me how you translate this, Ramosha. If there is such a machine, Shebedibur nasa malacha, that through my speech I could do malachas, even in times of Ramesha. I don't know, it's not what he's talking about. But if there's going to be one day of machine that through your diba you could do malacha, al yedea machuna, b'chein, and similarly, something that you're going to do, malacha, vadei osa lasa zeb b'shavah, you're for sure not allowed to do it. V'afa loy miskavin, and even if I'm not miskavin, it would sick ratio, let's make it up into still awesome. First of all, I'm not sure it could be he's talking about a microphone. It's unclear. But what's the malacha here? Really doing a malacha. But Ramesha discusses this question and he says it's awesome. Question is, why is it awesome? I'm talking. Where do we find that Hebrew itself is considered a malacha? So for us to go ahead and understand, let's go to basic halacha. In the Shmir Shabbat Tilchasa in his Mavli, he discusses what's an av and what's a toldo. It's important for us to first know what the av malach is and what's called a toldo. So let's see over here. I put in, really, it should be above and zayin. It's backwards over here on the sheet. You'll see above, after the zayin. Kol ha-malach ha-doy malach. You have a malach which is similar to malach ha-mishkan. Gam in the pool, the way it's done, and then also the end game, the kachlis. Mavrich, market. You're grafting on a tree. What are you doing by grafting? Now the tree is going to grow. So you've connected two branches together. Diamonds, you're accomplishing the same as Iraya. What is Iraya? I plant seeds in the ground and maybe vegetables. And out of the pu'ula, which is planting, something comes out. I'm doing the same thing when I graft. I'm taking the branch, putting it back in the ground, replanting, or taking another, that's called a runner. Or I'm going to take a branch and connect it to a tree. Same thing. I'm connecting. I'm taking the actual tree, the seed, connecting it to the tree. It's diamond. It's not exactly the same, but it's diamond, the pu'ula, and the outcome, which is to grow. That's called an av malacha. Even though it's not exactly the same. A malacha daima, and then he goes into, what about if the malacha is daima, shayis of mishka, rak, betachlis, lebu, what the end, but not the pu'ula, kegayim. Hakaitetzanam, you cut the actual tree. So again, I'm not connecting, I'm cutting, I'm removing. V'kavanasli, but through my cutting, that's considered as if I'm being mashpiach the needle. That's an av malacha too. See, even if the actual pu'ula is not the same, I'm not connecting, I'm cutting, I'm removing. But the outcome is the same outcome. What's the outcome now? The tree is going to grow better. Then it's called an av. So what's a toldo then? So good. We know what an av is. What's a toldo? So now let's go back to Zion. What's a toldo? Toldo, adai malav, malacha pirish, malacha adai malav, bitach lisoi, kashara pu'ula nasis begufechad. Keep going. So let's see his example. Mashke is right. So now you're watering the grass. You're watering the seeds. So I'm taking water. I didn't touch the seeds. I'm picking something up. Shetachlisa, the tachlis is lahatim sechas raim. So I want the seeds to grow. But the pu'ula is with water, not with this raim. So that's a toldo. So again, what the av would be, I did something to the actual tree. Whether I grafted it or I cut it. That's the av. Because I actually am doing something the same with the same thing that was done in the Mishkan. Here, I'm taking water, so it's water, I didn't touch the seeds. With the water, I'm watering the seeds, so yeah, the outcome is the same, it's gonna grow. But being that the way it's being done is not with the actual seeds, that's a toldo. Really doesn't make a difference to any of us here, because we're not, in the times of the Big Dush, we talk about Karbanis, you have to know what an Av is, you have to know what a toldo is, but because that's the Yerida Sadaris, they don't need to know that, so I don't want to confuse you. Why is it important? Because we have to get into what's considered not an av and what's not a toldo. And if it's not an av and not a toldo, then it would be running in. It's not a deraisa. We then are always going to get. We're going to add many, many reasons why things should become mutter or not. So that's not. This is just for our own knowledge. What an av is and what a toldo is. Let's now go into. Rabbi Hirschler wrote a lot about. Also has pages on speech. And he also discusses maybe what's normal, what's not normal. If I talk and now I'm creating a malacha, when does something become normal? They didn't have this in the Mishkan, or maybe they did. Unless you can bring me a raya. We're in the Mishkan, the obvious what you would tell me is it says v'dabedover, the Amir Lakum's Aser. So you can tell me that you see that I'm speaking, and the guy, but it's very different there, because when I'm speaking to the guy is doing a ma'isa. Right, you don't see that it's malacha. You didn't see that it's a malacha then. He spoke, Mara seems to say that they spoke and he made it better. I don't see that it's a malacha. It's not one of the 39 malachas. So the we have to try to target over there somewhere else. And we need to find the place where this would be found. And then we need to know, is this normal or not normal? And that's why it's very important. I need your help for this. We'll see what's called normal or not. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach does say like this, Re'isi b'kaibetz ha'aris, Rav Chanan says, it's very important you say. If you learn Hilchos Shabbos now, you're learning in Mishnah Berurah and all the cases, we have to know what's normal. It's very important because we're going to talk about right, using your right hand, left hand, and other shinuyim, what's called, what's normal. One of the things that came up the other day is if I, and it's a good question. If you wear your phone on the right side, and now I move it to the left side, does that mean that's not normal anymore? What's the right? No, I don't know where everyone is. If you're right, you wear it over here because I take my phone out. If I'm a lefty, I'm sure, I don't know. Ask the lefties if they put their cell phone on the left side.
Upside down.
Well,
upside down.
Yeah, see what's called upside down. We have to know. So Rav Chanan says like this. Kol dinei Torah shenamer. All the entire has to be normal. This is where Rabbi Chanan says, they all quote this, this is very important, you say, is that Tawai HaKalafi Azman? It has nothing to do with what went on in the Mishkan. This Kigain B'Malachas Shabbos, that might be, if you use your elbow, you're potter, because that's not normal. But if the minig of the Olam would be now that everybody uses their elbow, then it's Chayiv, even on Shabbos. And the Rebbe Chanan is Marcus Torzul Chalatarik. He says this everywhere. Everywhere, this if this becomes the way to do it, then it becomes normal. So even if in the Mishkan they didn't do this, but it becomes normal. Okay, so if that's true, we talk into our phones now. All of us do. We all make voice notes. We all make voice recordings. We all voice messages. So it's normal to accomplish with our voice. So let's call it normal then. If it's normal, we still have to understand: is this malacha or not? Maybe it's not a malacha. So normal would be, you can't tell me, I don't believe you can tell me it's not normal anymore. Everyone's talking and everything, you walk into, I don't know, common terms, that work like that too. You walk, so someone told me last night, I don't know, I don't know what this is. But you walk in and you can say to your thermostat, go on and be 72 degrees. So it goes on. You're using your voice. And we're all, our voice is being recorded too. So everything's uploading to ChatGPT from what I'm told. We're constantly, our voices are being a part of the normal way of life. So it's definitely normal. Our job now is to find what if this is a problem or not. Maybe it's we don't find this anywhere. So Olam is going to see with me an unbelievable Taisus. It's in Parash Baal Oisko. I know that none of us learned this is the Pshat and the Mon, but together we'll at least you'll walk away with a beautiful Pshat in what went on with the Mon. And you'll share this with others too. And this is what this will be today, at least something that you can take away. This Daz HaKeinim. Says the Daz HaKeinim. Now, the Daz HaKeinim wants to know the mon. We have learned that you put the mon in your mouth, and whatever I wanted to have, whatever I wanted to taste like, it would taste like. I want steak, it's steak. You want it to be fish, it's fish. Whatever it was that you wanted it to be like, it would turn into that. So now, the question then is, why does the pasuk, two questions, so why did the mon fall on Shabbos then? So you'll answer me, they couldn't carry the mon. Fine, but if you look at the pasuk says, you'll have the mon, you'll bake it before Shabbos, eisa sher taifu, whatever has to be baked, baked before. Whatever has to be cooked, cooked before. So the question is why? Well, let's say I take the mon, feller of Shabbos, I can't carry the mon. I have the mon now on Shabbos. Why can't I just go ahead and put it in my mouth, have in mind whatever it is. I want steak. It'll be steak. Why do I have to bake it? It fell Friday and bake it. Why do I have to cook it? Have in mind on Shabbos. My machshava, is there a problem with machshava? If there's no problem with machshava, so then that's Taisus asked the question. So let's read the question together. B'tema. Frek Taisus. Haksib, es asher taifu, eifu, es asher ba'sheilu, ba'sheilu, es kolayde. Alma, you see that the man had to, it's called cooked and baked. You see that it's called cooked and baked. And don't just say that it's not true. That they only thought about it. If that's true, so why couldn't they do this on Shabbos? You can't think on Shabbos. We know that davar davar, but Shabbos mutter. look at Tysus Tara to me. Until I went through this sugya, I never noticed this Tysus, to be honest. I mean, I know that this concept, but his Tara is a chiddush. The Yeshlaimar, the Kiva, the Layar Mesachrich. He accepts this as Hoshit. The way the Mon worked is Dibur. LLP Diburai Litapshul Choshit Tikkun. That means you spoke. You had to say, I want it to be steak. It wasn't just Mashava. I needed to go ahead and say, I want it to be fish. Da'afilu Afaras Nadarim, Litzayr Shabbos, Ilam Nadarim. Are you allowed to make Hafara? That's your Dibur, your Shabbos Shabbos. Ba'af, Agav Da'asim Shari. Over there, you're allowed to do it. Hachas a Tikkun. Oh, what do you see from the Dasi Kanan? That Dibur on Shabbos is a malacha. That if I speak and I want the mon to be steak, I did a malacha on Shabbos. And we have a raya from over here that our Dibur. Nah, so let's go back, if that's so. I told you already, we go whatever's normal. Today it's normal to speak. If through our speech we're accomplishing a malacha, so now it's not any different than actually using my hands. Because that what we see that from this, this is what the Dasa came, and this is in the Torah. The Torah is telling us that you couldn't prepare it, you had to cook it before. What does cooking mean? They didn't actually cook it, they thought about it. That's all they did. They thought about it. But we're so good. We have a Dasa Kanan. I don't have to learn this as Pshat. I don't know how old you learned the man. I learned the man. The reason why Pasha Pshat, the only ones who have to cook it. You have to remember the three groups of people in the middle. You had the Beinanim, you had the Tzadikim, and you had the Rishayim. The Tzadikim were able to think of it. The Beinanim was Tzad HaShamen. It was like the Pasuk says, it tastes like Vash. It had a taste. And the Rishayim had to go ahead and do something. They had to bake it. So it was all Enechanami. The only ones who had to prepare before were the ones who were.
For the tzaddikim, there is still a mitzvah b'chanda for Shabbos, so they had to do the maybe the only way to do it, they had to say it before Shabbos, because otherwise they would miss out on the opportunity.
Maybe it could be the mission was they went out and they went to gather it. It could be that. That's what they did. They gathered it to go ahead and turn it into the thing before. Maybe it's not mashma, but that's how pashut I would have learned. But that's how the Gemara seems to say. The only ones who were baking and cooking were those. That's why that's the famous of not famous doesn't it's not well known, but those that deal with Shalom Bayis one whenever I told the audience this numerous times when I walk into a classroom and they ask me, especially today in today's world, every week is some other case of whether it's divorce, breakups, this, and they say to me, what was it like in the Midbar? In the Midbar, did they get engaged in that breakups too? In the Midbar, did they have so many divorces like they have now? So the audience has heard me say in the past that the ratio, the number of cases that Aaron HaKayin dealt with on a daily basis were numerous, because we after Aaron died, there were 80,000 children with the name Aaron. It's a Mishnah Derech Eretz. I showed it to someone, asked where it is. I'll show it to you. 80,000 children. Why were they all named Aaron? Because after there was a fight between the husband and the wife, they needed to go to therapy. Who was the therapist? Aaron was the therapist. So in Aaron's therapy, he healed them. So they went back and they had another kid. When they had another child, they said, I have to have a Karasa type Aaron, so I'm going to name my child Aaron. So there were 80,000 couples that needed therapy in the Midbar. If you do the math with me, I don't do the math, the Mashkiach, Rabbi Stern, Rabbi Chaim Stern's father, Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern, Mashkiach, and he makes a cheshbon. And he says, if you do 80,000 cases in the Midbar, 40 years, so he times 40 years by how many days it is, 40 times 365, and he figures out, based on the math, he says, Aaron dealt with 5 cases a day. I can tell you one thing. I deal with cases, it's not one time. They have to come back a few times. So that means 5 new cases a day. 5 cases a day, and each case is not 10 minutes. So it must have taken up half his day. So the whole Midbar life is Aaron making shalom between Ish and Ishtai. So I go into set school, and they say to me, so what were they fighting about? They couldn't fight about they were spending too much money. They didn't have credit cards. They couldn't spend that the food, supper's not ready. When you eat supper's not ready, you got the mon. You put it in your mouth and you eat the mon. So they say to me, Rabbi, today we have a lot to fight about. But what were they fighting about then? Chinuch Habanim, what yeshiva to send your child to? I don't know. It was a couple of yeshivas that you sent. I don't know how many yeshivas there were. It's probably one big yeshiva. Each shevet is probably had their own yeshiva. You send your kid to the yeshiva. He was successful. What are you afraid of? There was no problems that we have today with our kids. So What were the, so they say, so I know if I said, if I asked the oil the question, the Lord told me, come see your wife, you can talk about anything. But what is that anything that Aaron HaKohen had to deal with? So, right, it said, so Shalom Shadron said, and I will remember, some of you remember, because I didn't speak in front of the whole shul about this.
Summer in Swan Lake.
I was in Swan Lake, right. So, so either way, the oil will remember that it was all the month. When it came to the mon, that's what it was. The mon fell, if it was far away, to the Russia. You had to cook, so then you had the problem, the same thing. So the people that had to cook, it was embarrassing. They needed pots, everybody knew. But Mikitzer, the need, that's how I would enter the Asa Canaan. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah here and discuss a malacha, which is Mechamer. Now, what is the malacha of Mechamer? Mechamer is a malacha that's not well known because we don't really have animals today. In farms, they have this problem. But if you have an animal and it's going to move because of you and it has a package on it, so there is a malacha called mechamer. It says, let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. It's not well known halacha, so it's worth to go through it for a moment. Although it's not nagia to us, we don't, unless you have an animal. Mechamer ikra manik chamar, someone who leads a donkey to una and it's carrying a package called mechamer, and it's istem and atayim. The simple sounds gemara out of incha bekabel chazal. Malacha shenasis b'shutkas al yidei adam ubehemak, me and the animal through my malacha, through my, we'll see, through my speech. Dainu shutun ezav, carrying a package v'mechamach reo manig al yidei koiloi, my voice. Oh, you see that it's a problem. Let's turn over to the Mishnah Berurah. Kalsam prima gadim yeish lizar, you should be careful k'shemez v'shav v'shazram, he's standing in the Rishas Ram agol or ekonis, and you have an empty wagon with horses, so the wagon is a package too. It's also it's carrying, doing the malach. Shalag, be a call, don't raise your voice, because you're leading the animal, even if it's not, I feel a bema sachem, other animals too, we wrote that before. Kol shkin agol samuchem e'achar, then gvayin asara, we have other problems there, I'm not going to go into the other malachas of it, but it's mechamer. Mechamer again is, through my dibur, through my speech, I'm creating over here something. We find it, therefore, we find dibur. Let's go weiter. This is halach nuchas klein. If you're plowing two animals together and they're different types of animals, so we have klein. So even with your voice, you get malchus. So we see in numerous places that our voice is, if it's normal, yet, if it's not normal, we're not talking. But what, we're not going to talk about that shaila yet. But if it's normal, I'm doing a malacha. I'm doing a malacha. It doesn't make a difference if it's my call or if I'm doing it with my hands. There's one more halacha here, which is quoted by the Paiskim, and then we'll see, we'll head into some, you'll tell me what, we'll have to come up with a maskan over here. Zakti mechaber like this. In Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Chav Ches, Leich Shinal Chash Makravim. Leichish is to say some words, and these words have the power, you know, the words that you can say for snakes, and it will stop them from injuring. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. The snake, it's going to stop in place. So Baby Kachman shouldn't say that. It's not saying that, it's not considered capturing. Why not? Is it because, so some want to quote right away, they'll say because it's my dibur. I use words, and through my words, I'm causing something now to happen. Oh, you see, the dibur doesn't, can't be a malacha on Shabbos. That's the way, Pasha, you would learn. So let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Those are the ones who did not learn the Mishnah Berurah. Talk the Mishnah Berurah. Ah, fagav dal yedei alachash. I am doing tzedah. Because I'm saying these words that somehow have an effect on the snake. It cannot move. Why? He doesn't say because it's dibur. He says the ein zeh tzeidah tevis. It's not a normal way of saying it. It's not the normal way to do it. Oh, not the normal way to do it. We're back to what we said before. It's not normal. If it's not normal, then it's not a malacha. Oh, maybe it talks about the rabbanon. So here it's dangerous anyway. So you would be allowed to do that because if it's the Rabbanon and it's a Sakana, you're allowed to do that. Let's therefore go into the Sefer that I started with that discusses this, and that's Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. He wrote a Sefer called Vavei Amudim, and he does discuss this dibur in two pages. It's fascinating how he does it in two pages. Everybody else who I did research now, the Paiskim that do write about it now, most of them are not the ones that we usually learn. So you have to go learn, you have to really go out of your comfort zone of who this farm I usually use and try to see how these other rabbis look at voice. But Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in two pages does it. Most of them write 20 pages and 30 pages on this because they all have to discuss it in depth. But I want to just show you what he brings down, and then and once I had his source, maybe easier then to start circling it to others. Besides, Rav Avadia Yosef is just an encyclopedia, anyways. If you had time, you can go through every one of his sources about the microphone. But look at the, and we'll shortly try to do that. Look at the, if you could look at the sheet now, right in the middle. There's a sefer called Gezei Yishai, and his question is: are you allowed to create a goyim on Shabbos with your name, with names of Hashem? Basafik who? And the suffix is like this: Kivan should be also an al deitzir using Hashem's name. Well, Adam I have a him and Ivram and Mela and Buzayisir. No isir. Kiva dal yedeya kima svasa. Or maybe not. Through my speech, I'm creating something. But va'ayver malisa malacha. And then I'm over. What malacha am I over? I'm over bina. I just created a man. Efshanam and shemalisa losh. So it's our question. I'm using my dibur. I'm using my speech. Through my speech, I'm making a gaylum. Am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? He brings like this. He brings, look at what he says. He brings what we just learned. Because of Beit Shemut Alulcha Yishan Lachashim Akrav and Shalei Laziku, Chains at Zerach Tzedo, Kloi Mashi, Kiman Shadar Chasas V'derach Ha, you normally do it in another way. It's a Dibur Kalach Yad, V'asa Rak Medar Rabbanon, V'zeh, to create, this is what I need to help, because he says over here, creating a man and an Adam, they say for Yitzira, there's no other way to do it. The only way to do it is with your words. Oh, this becomes normal then. Harezu derech melacha. Then Cain chayin. Afshle yosem ma'aseh v'yadayim. Elo yidei dibur. So we're making this normal because the only way to do this is with your dibur. How many people create golems? How many of us do that? So if a person goes out and does this, this becomes normal now, because one this person knows how to do this, it becomes normal. So that's what you see. He says, going back to Rabbi Chanan says, if you go back to Rabbi Chanan, it has to be something that everybody does, because he says, now, nobody makes a golem. It's still considering that to become normal. So that's the question that's very important to us, is that if for me this is normal, does that mean that I'm not allowed to do it? So talk about, let's say someone is allowed to carry a phone. So you can either carry, if you're carrying it and if you're carrying it like this, this is normal. I can't do this. I should do this. Let me do it in a way which is not normal. Okay, so I put it, either people they said to me, put it in my pocket. Okay, but a pocket's also normal. All right, what about a back pocket? How many people keep their phone in their back pocket? People keep their phone in their, but you keep, for you, it's normal to keep it in your back pocket. Does that make it normal? Because you do it? No, you have to look at the world. If the world does most of the time, you look at the world, and this is something which is not normal. Or for you, this is normal. If for you, this is normal, then you shouldn't do it. Because that makes it, that for you, this is a normal way to do it. Which anyway makes sense. You shouldn't do anything which is, if it, for you it's normal, maybe you shouldn't do it anyway. Or no, you but with daite, it's a kol olam. That's always a question that comes up. What makes something, if no one else does it, but you do it, does that make it normal or not? Or that's not the way. But here you see the opposite. Nobody, the only way to do this is like this. This is normal.
Don't you see the same thing by making containers, making a keli? Like, so it's normal to everybody else, and you don't. It's, but when I turn the other way around, it's normal for you.
Right.
You know, you know, you say that you can't.
Very good. You find that by itself. It goes both ways. If for you it's normal, now it becomes normal. So then if it's normal, you can't keep it in your back pocket, because for you it's normal. So then you can't do that. I see it came up. It's coming up more often now. Talk about this on Shavuos and I 2 years ago. Same things with guns. It seems a lot of people are carrying guns these days. I don't blame you. What's going on? A lot of people are carrying guns. What makes it? How do you carry it? Where are you carrying it? What's the normal way to carry it? What's not the normal way to carry it? For you, you carry it like that the whole week or not? So all of these questions we have to see right now. Comes along the so in the Dvash Lefi, the Chizah also speaks about this. And he brings out the halachas ketanis. Comes along, let's see the halachas ketanis. So we have this week's parsha. That's why I thought it was a good idea to talk about it. Moshe Rabbeinu kills with the name of Hashem. He's killing someone, or it's Zoratzeach. If Dibur is a Maisa, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a right to do this, does he have a right to kill someone? If he had a right to kill him, so what? I know he does. So then just kill him. What does he need the shame for? Or it's an easier way how to do it. So let's see. They're all bringing a riot from Moshe Rabbeinu. The question is, if you kill someone, Hashem, or Kishu, what's the halacha? Tshuva. Comes along, the halacha is promised. Afshir. Even the Diburi also Maisa. Oh, Dibur. Havalei. Dumya. It's like you're throwing an arrow. I don't understand. How many people kill someone with their dibur? That's how you kill? That's normal? How's that normal?
People would know how. They would.
But they don't. No, I'm saying.
Yeah, how normal it is that people are
yeah.
Right, I know. Definitely it's awesome. I want to. Very good. So the question is that, is it.
He's not normal, but hey, kill a person with death threat, still awesome.
No, is it also the Darbana or Minat Taira?
Killing a person with an unusual way of killing a person sounds like a guy. Isn't all they go kill it between normal and
right.
By stealing the abnormal way of being a
right, so it's taking a life. You can't, right? We wouldn't be able to punish him, right? That's for sure. We wouldn't be able to punish him. So he asked, so let's just see, because he asked the question, if you're not allowed to do this, and Al Yidei Hashem, so why do we find in the Gemara, if it's true, but I have to understand this Gemara, because we have to caution now, Masha'am, Rukam, Ismani, Nasan, Eno. We learned the Gemaras, and constantly we find, also Gal Shalat Samas. One of the Tanayim got upset, and he said, or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, after he comes out of the cave, he looks at the person, turns into a Gal Shalat Samas. Well, you're not allowed to do that. I don't care what this guy was doing. You can't just go around killing people. And we find in the Gemara constantly Nasa Gal Shalat Samas. So look at the turrets of the look at this if you don't. That's Nira. The Ainam is Hari B'Shem. That's not Hari B'Shem. They were Mechavan Ezer Kavana. Laham Shechdi, removing the Kedusha that this Rasha has, and you leave the Kedusha, Benisha Gal Shalat Samas, he's left with a Gal Shalat Samas. So that Kamesh Kasafti B'Shem Kabbalah really is not, that means they really didn't kill him. He just took out his Kedusha. Or it means he took out his Kedusha and then there's no life to him. Then he's killing him again. If the problem is he's taking someone's life, so what difference, at the end of the day, he took his life.
So.
Yeah, but you can't do it. You can't do it anyway. So I want to show you this. So therefore, as I have, because we don't have a lot of time, we're going to learn about Yosef because he talks about what you say. So let's just get straight to it. He brings out Parsha. So if you turn the sheet, Rabbi Avad Yosef brings the raya, and he wants to know if you through your dibur and peh, is there a malach of avara? Well, what's in a gef? Is it a microphone? Microphone's avara again. This will as I will help me out maybe during the week. You got to understand how electricity, how it works, because Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Avad Yosef, they talked about this together, and if it, something's on, what's changing? Is it, are you using more battery, or you're not using more battery? So they showed me the walkie the other day, the Talmud has shown me three types of walkie-talkies. So one of them, if it doesn't have a light, I want to change the volume. Can I change the volume? What's going on when I change the volume? Or in shul, you see them playing around with the volume.
It's like the Shabbos clock taking out the off, just pulling out the pin. It's just going to skip it. It's the same thing. You didn't do anything now.
What does it do with this?
Because you're doing the volume. No, because nothing's being done while it happens. It only happens when it goes on.
What if they're listening?
Yeah, I know. Something could be happening.
What are doing it?
Right, while they're doing it, then they're the voice. So
what are they doing on
so the... So Rabbi Avad Yosef has. I have to talk about this a different time because I was just trying to figure out what he was saying this morning. But the look at the bowl. I put this in Bokas and I get it to us over here. And he says like this. He brings a Meister Rekher to answer this question of talking and killing someone Al Yedei Hashem. And he brings that if you're on Shabbos, let's just read the words. Shahayir Al Yedei Askar Hashem. I'm a first for Shabbos. That's an av malacha, and you chayiv, you're itzas nefesh. And it's a told of shaykhir. Okay, it's a told because we're going to go back to what we said before. Mali al yidei asayiv, mali al yidei shame. Hakai malah, dakim asas of avamaisa, the tzarachim. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu gain al yidei shame then? Everyone gives a terrorist that Moshe Rabbeinu did it al yidei shame because he had no right to kill him with his hands, so he does it al yidei shame. But you tell me the deeper is the same. And that's what he's saying. The deeper is the same. And he's telling me it's an av malacha. Haresha chayav misa al pi diburoi. He's telling you clearly, chayav misa al pi diburoi. Bachanami hacha. He's bringing a raya over here too. So you should be chayav over here too on Shabbos if you're talking into a microphone. He ends off, just because it's very important, Rabbi Avad Yosef Saifi, achan l'nias da'at yesh laimar. When you're creating a goyim, because that's what he's talking about over here, that's not b'derech hateva klal. It's not doyim to the Mishkan at all. This is b'derech hateva. You're talking. You're inferring halacha. Yesh l'chayv. He therefore his conclusion is you're talking to microphone. You're over d'oraisa. Again, then he says maybe not because he goes into when you're talking to microphone, what's changing? Well, you're changing it into electric currents and it comes back into voice. but there's nothing changing in the actual electrical current. Nothing's changing in the current. So I read it again today and this morning because he had this, originally thought there was, he has a discussion with Rosh Hashanah Orbach, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman told him there's nothing wrong. And that's why you could talk to people that have hearing aids because the current is the same the whole time. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything when you're talking to someone who's wearing a hearing aid because there's no, the current doesn't change. So then what malacha are you doing? You're not doing a malacha. And yes, with the volume, you see people with the hearing aids and want to change the volume. You can't turn it off, but maybe you can lower the volume. Nothing's changing. Or maybe not. Maybe when you're lowering the volume, this, the battery levels, you're changing the battery level. But even that, well, doesn't affect the battery level. It doesn't affect the battery level, and you're doing nothing also. The question, and he also says, you know, the malacha has to be avara, but if the current is still there, is the, what's happening? Is more, there's not more aish? Is there more fire? It's a stronger current, less of a current.
So can you dim a light switch?
The LED light switch doesn't change the current if you dim it or not.
No? Incandescent, I think, does, but the LEDs, I don't think, make a difference.
Yeah, so I have to research a little more because I was just reading also with the first of all, there's a lot of different, it comes up all the time. Today, if the current doesn't change, so then right, what malach am I doing? Right, you're not doing anything. So, and we'll see soon. So the... I only put on the sheet over here because there's a lot. Rav Yosef goes into a lot of Tanakh over here and other cases over here where you do find the Dibur. But let's just go to the back page over here to our final. You'll tell me what you think. So basically, if I told you right now, you speak Dibur is Malacha, and if our Dibur is creating something, it's a problem. Will the Olam agree with me? Therefore, it doesn't. Let's say a Tzal member, and he does have to record information, does it help to do it with your Dibur? No, because Dibur is the same thing as I'm doing a Maisa. So it doesn't make a difference. If you can do it with your Dibur, you can type. It doesn't make a difference. And to go ahead and say, I'm going to use my level.
If I'm doing voice to text, and I speak for a minute, is that one malacha? Is that multiple malacha? My writing, every two letters is another there.
Right, so you have to figure out what to type, what malach you're doing when you're typing on your phone also. It's not really ksiva, so then what is it? It's definitely Durabanan. Whatever you're doing on your phone is a Durabanan too.
So if I have a choice.
It's digital. It's not necessarily the same. If you're talking about analog.
Right.
The computer's doing that.
Yeah, but something's happening.
The computer can stop working. That's just what happened.
What, your phone? Your phone. If you're talking to your phone,
what you're saying, right?
Yeah, the battery's
the computer doing that. It's not just an analog signal going from the microphone to the speaker.
Right.
That's what you can see.
Right, but are you accomplishing at the end when something is getting done? Something's being recorded in your phone.
So the computer's going on and doing whatever it's doing.
Yeah, and also the battery is going to be less.
Of course.
Yeah.
Computer's working.
Yeah. So something's happening over there. Right. So either way, the same thing's happening.
Worse than a microphone.
Definitely worse than a microphone, yeah. Definitely worse. Question is that if you're recording, like Avrami's saying, every second you're recording, so every second you're doing a malacha, or it doesn't seem that there's such of a difference. The question really is it? It can only be a drabbanan anyway. What am I when I'm recording it? I'm not doing a daraisa.
Usually, when you record something, it uses digital storage, so it's using digital storage. Either way, it's doing something.
Doing something,
it's changing,
right?
It's changing the microchip.
So someone has naps in the hospital, digital signal.
The microchip is changing no matter what. Every time you record something on digital, anything digital.
Something's got to be changing.
Yeah, it's changing the digital.
Right, so something's happening.
Good question.
Yeah, something is.
You have a choice in the hospital of a digital signature, signing on an iPad versus if they give you a paper, then
you definitely you're doing the you're signing on an iPad. That's for sure. Anything that's going to be done is only going to end up in the Rabbanans anyway, because it's not. Questionable if it's not ksiva and it's not havara and it's not baina and it's not, we're not doing anything that was there's no malacha clearly that's taking place over there. And so again, all we see is that your dibur is doing a malacha machamer. Okay, the animal's gone. We see klein, the animal's gone. Whatever example I gave you with the man, something's cooking. But stamazai to go ahead and your dibur is not doing anything which is a malacha anyway. So it can only be the rabbanans anyway. And that's really the question that we have to end. I mean, the sikkum over here is This, the one who wrote paid, there's a
well, typing, I can do it in with a shinoi. Speaking, you can't do it with
a question is how you, right. Question is how you do typing with a shinoi, too. Your left hand is normal. We use both our hands.
You use your knuckles.
So you have to use your knuckles. And the guys are telling me, if you use your knuckles, you make mistakes. And then you're typing for no reason. You're going to use your knuckles. It's too big. I heard all these. This is what my whole discussion was Thursday night. They tell me that then you're doing normal achel. So then we do the, what about, they want to know what about the pinky. Any of you type with your pinky?
No,
what?
Hey,
use a stick, right. So, because we were talking about the ignition of the car. So I told them that if you turn on the, after the Hatzalah call. So when they're on the call, I don't waste any time, do whatever's easier. But after the call, they have to go back to the car. They're going home. Flatbush Hatzalah, it's nothing to do with me, but they drive home. So now they got, if they shut off their car, most of the time they don't. But if they shut off their car, so now they have to turn on the ignition. So how do you turn on the ignition? So you can use your knuckles. And that would make sense because I don't know one turns on the car with a knuckle. So they asked me if they could use their pinky. And if anybody turns on the car with their pinky, no. So that would be already a shinui. Like Atzala's whole, is everything has to be shinui. Okay, how do you do? Sorry, that's, I have to speak to them now in a half hour. I teach them what shinui is. What is a shinui? It has to be something not normal. So when I'm turning on a light, so to use my left hand, that's still normal. I don't know. If I walk into the room, I might. If I come into the room, the switch is here, I'll use my left hand. You can't tell me left is always a shinui. You could use left, is only, the only time my left hand will be a shinui is if I write. None of us write, but we do type with our left hand. So if you type with your left hand, you can't say your left hand is not normal. And especially if we, yeah, maybe the only thing is you can tell me that on a phone, I don't know, no one uses their pinky on their phone. So then on the phone, if I'm going to go out of this, it could be that it would be a shinui.
You come out with mistakes.
What?
You didn't come out with mistakes.
Right, and that's what they're telling me. They're going to come out with mistakes
even,
then.
Even not on Shabbos, mistakes are after Shabbos. What's the point in...
Well, no, right, then there's no...
Properly.
Then it's... Oh, the recording is for sure. I'm not recording it. That's the whole thing with them.
No, recording is your fingers.
Is it less than a lot of the time you turn on your car with a phone?
Typing will won't come out properly, right? So that I'm sure with the PC. I mean, I'm going to talk about the PCRs, which is what they're typing, what they have to type in. Definitely.
Is it less than a lot to turn on your car with a phone?
Remote start of the phone.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, you gotta turn on your phone first, and then from the phone, you gotta get the
Someone's having a baby,
so
it's better to maybe use a phone
if
you'd like a house phone,
because you can just call Uber and that's it.
Right.
You gotta minimize what you're doing.
So wouldn't that be better also for them rather than a fresh ignition of a car to do it off the phone? No, aren't they less malachas involved? Aren't they less malachas involved? You gotta turn the button.
Anyway, the sikkum, let's just read the sikkum together for the next minute, and you'll see what this Rav says, and it's definitely food for thought. He says like this, Ein b'mayim rezep, okay, he's telling me, he's not telling me p'sak halacha, but look at Aleph. Ein b'shimash Amazon Echo. He wrote about Amazon Echo, wrote a little tshuva about this. There's no issa d'oraisa. I'm not doing anything wrong, I just told you, what am I doing wrong? If I go ahead and say, and I say to my Echo, please play music for me on Shabbos, I don't know, pick a song. And whatever you say, could you please play this song on Shabbos? It's no for the Raisa. What am I doing? Yeah, so definitely not. Kol, now Beis is what our whole shir. Kol Diba Shemaybi Lamaisa. If your Diba brings a Maisa and it's normal, we have Sharas, Laibitzuli, that's a Maisa V'dam. We had a whole shir. That we see. So if my Diba is going to create something, 100%. Next, look at 3. Yesh makam lahati. Therefore, I could use Masha Amazon Echo with Tzarech Mitzvah. I could listen to a shir. I say I want to listen to a podcast of someone giving a shir on Shabbos because it's Tzarech Mitzvah, right? The Drabana, and I'm not doing any malacha. V'chayla or for a chayla. Kol oid zeh as long as it's not Zelzul Shabbos. V'adavar nitin l'shikol daitem shel gedol ha'paisim. So it's up to the paisim to decide if this is a Zelzul Shabbos or not. Because
Demis is not
awesome. Right. Because like we said, what am I doing?
Electricity go to the noisemaker?
No.
Something that makes the music makes the noise. He has a buzzer, whatever you want to call it. So now you're putting electricity into that device that wasn't there before.
No, isn't the echo playing music itself? Isn't
the
echo on?
Those speakers, whatever it is.
Okay, so now you're going to get into the problem of of cliché, you mean?
I'm not really sure. So it's just was not going into the
speaker was not activated.
Whatever device makes it sound. Playing music. Yeah. Now I feel like it's only the device that makes it sound. Right.
I don't know. You tell me. You mean because before, right, the speaker wasn't on, and now
I'm not going to the device.
Right. So you're telling me you're creating a new current. You make a new car.
You make it into your work. Whatever it is, doing something and then sending it to the speaker. What are you getting for? Some electricity going somewhere.
Right, so some electricity is going somewhere.
Yeah, the capacitor is interacting with something. Something's happening. There has to be something back and forth.
So you're making a new car.
You're doing something. Yeah, something.
You're moving it from
the power is leaving the capacitor, it's going to resistors, making the chip go. I mean, something's happening.
That
doesn't
recognize anyway. It's
talking
about
the device, right? I don't know. I hear. That he got the last thing he says is Va'af Shein Issa B'Sheilas Masha Amazon Echo. He wants to know. There's not. He says it's clearly not. If I ask my Amazon Echo what the weather is today, you're allowed to do that. Okay, it's Zolto Shabbos. He's saying. But you're right. I don't understand. The speaker's going to go on now.
Another question.
Is a firearm that's a match? Mine was your idea. Maybe if it's microscopic, maybe that's not a problem.
That's the answer.
Right. He doesn't go into it. He doesn't go into it. He just says. Anyway, the bigger question is because he does discuss this. We don't have time now because we have to go through the beer a lot. If this has a bit of a cliche, because he seems to say, if you want to hear a shear on Shabbos, Tzarif Mitzvah, you'll have to listen to the echo because it's a dibur, but my dibur is not really doing a malacha because there's no malacha over here. So if there's no malacha being done over here, and you're telling me, like Azaria seems to say, and Rosham Zama doesn't mention this anyway, that it's not really, you can't see it. So it's not really, maybe that's not esh, that's not fire, and then we have to talk about that. But maybe it's a Durabanan, because it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, so it's a Tzarech Durabanan, you would be able to do it. So whatever you're going to say over here, at the end of the day, to me, it doesn't, obviously, because he himself ends off over here, he goes into the Chal, but is this a cliche? Because at the end of the day, it is making noise. And I don't know if you learned it yet in Shabbos, but something which is a cliche, even if it doesn't play music, maybe it has a bit of a cliche. You have someone talking to you, Tiknel. And then you might come to fix it. Because cliche, halach is, you might come to fix it. If it breaks, you might fix it. So there's a lot over here that still, you can see what I'm busy with. That's really what you get to see over here. I need some help.
I need
you have to get me someone who understands.